Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. And I have with me, we're just going to cut to the chase because there's lots to talk about. I have with me today our good friend Melody Cedarstrom of Discount Gold and Silver. You can visit her website by going to dgscoins.com. Melody, how are you today?
I'm doing just great, Beth. Thank you.
Well, you know, we've had a lot happen since we talked. I think I say that every other week.
It makes the time go quick, doesn't it?
Well, I guess. Well, we had that big election last week, you know.
Yes, we did.
And everybody thinks things are going to be hunky-dory now because those Republicans are in charge.
Yeah, okay.
you know I'm joshing.
Oh, they're not? They're not going to be better?
You know, when I was thinking this morning, I saw this article from the Daily Signal. Republicans won. That doesn't mean Americans are convinced they can govern. And I thought, you know, when you take a new job, you have a probation period time. And they'll reevaluate you at 30 days, maybe 60 days, 90 days, 120 days, something like that. These guys have got... Their evaluation will come due 2016, and they best make it good. So they are on probation,
as far as I'm concerned. Yes, they are. And deep down, we all know they're all cut from the same cloth. And, you know, it's time. In fact, I always say, you know, they talk the talk, but they don't walk it. Mm. And today I heard there was somebody that pretty much said the same thing. It was Scott Walker. They were interviewing him about his elections, and he says these Republicans need to put up or shut up. And that's pretty much what they need to do to show that they are different and, you know, they can make a difference. But, you know, we can sound optimistic and so forth, but certainly, I do believe they're cut from the same cloth. We're in a set period of time where very little can be done to truly change things around and to recapture so much of what we have already lost.
We have fallen so far down that well. I'm not sure the rope's long enough to get us back up, you know.
Exactly.
And you know, all the rhetoric that goes wrong. And that night, as I tried to watch it, and you know, some of it was funny, some of it just made me angry. And I heard one of the news commentators say something about this will help because Boehner's not going to have to put up with those Tea Party guys, the radicals now. You know, I'm thinking, what? The Tea Party radicals that are Republican, you know, so we're gonna outnumber them with the Rhino Republicans, I guess, or the ones that want to go along with the Rhino. The rhinos. Anyway, and then we have, I just have this, and I haven't had a chance to really read it, but the headlines are, this is just all rhetoric, and it's all to separate us as American people. I do not believe this way. I am not like this. But here goes. Here's another example of trying to keep us separated, regardless of who we are, where we are, what color we are. It doesn't seem to matter, but this is Charles Rangel, and he's calling the Tea Party white crackers. And he says that was an endearment.
Yeah, right.
And I'm just going, really? Is that the best these guys can do? They really care about this nation, but they're going to sit and point fingers and call names and accuse one another of racism and all this and that. And, you know, I'm just kind of tired of it.
Absolutely. But, I mean, it is all about divide and conquer. They do want to keep everybody separated and confuse people. It's all part of the program and how they, can dumb down the American people into where they get so confused. It's the proverbial deer in the headlights. They just go on their merry way. So, I mean, it isn't done by accident. It isn't done by, you know, that make these odd statements and joke and so forth. It is done by purpose, I believe. And they do accomplish a lot. There was a report I was reading. I don't know if you saw this, but it was one of the architects of Obamacare. And I don't have the exact wording down. I just saw a brief audio of it. And he's talking about how Obamacare, they had to write it the way they did. They knew it was a tax, but they couldn't, you know, it was all designed and promoted because they knew how stupid the voters are, the stupidity of the voters. And but they said that was how it had to be done in order to get it passed.
Mm.
And so the whole promotion of Obamacare, all the lies, all the about the costs are going to be cheaper and everybody can, all the lies, they knew. And this guy, an architect of the Obamacare, had come out and admitted that, yes, this is all true, and it was all based on the stupidity of the voter. And, you know, we you know, call people sheeple, and you know, we scratch our heads because we don't understand why people don't see through this. And it really has come down to the dumbing of the American citizen. It really has.
Well, I do think those who voted, they made their voice clear.
Mm-hmm.
But then when you hear the president, he's more inclined to listen to the ones who didn't vote than he's going to, you know, guess at what they would have done had they voted, and thinks they're on his side. Just because they didn't vote just doesn't mean they're not on his side. And he's ignoring the ones who voted. And that kind of, you know, that kind of goes along with both sides. I mean, both sides have kind of the same type of, I don't know, the way they analyze and verbalize all this mess, and the fact that they think that we're too dumb to understand. But, you know, I think the American people, if we can give them the truth, they haven't been getting any truth for a long time. Now, they've got some alternative news sources now, and even Fox isn't always truthful. They don't always tell the whole story, and you know, you don't see them presenting things on Agenda 21 and what's going on with our land. And you don't see some of the things that, and I went off on O'Reilly last week because he made some comment about very few Americans really pay a federal income tax. And I'm going, what boat did he get off of? Because
he probably doesn't, because he's in, you know, he's in the multiple million dollar where, you know, it's all, you know.
He doesn't live in my world. He does not live in my world.
Yeah.
And that just infuriated me. If I'd had something, I was tempted to throw it at the TV, but I know it would only hurt me and not him. But, you know,
I mean, people's views, you're right. I mean, people's views on, I mean, there is no reality that is being reported on. And, you know, people are just living in this land of, and it's difficult to make decisions, and it's difficult to find the truth when, you know, so much of it is either made up, lied about, or hidden from people. So,
well,
it's,
I like
really
that.
Kind of amazing. It really is amazing.
Amazing.
And interesting if you view it from a different perspective on how they've been able to control the masses into this various type of thinking. And it's interesting. You know, it's evil. Don't get me wrong. It's evil, but
it's human nature, though. I mean, that's gone on for, you know, centuries. Well, I have your your newsletter in my hand, and I was reading something Alfred Addis had written, and you just mentioned being deceived or being hidden from. Things are being hidden. And I want to talk about just the first few paragraphs of his article here, and I want to visit with that a little bit when we come back, if you don't mind, Melody. We're visiting today with Melody Cederstrom, if I can stop stuttering. She is Discount Gold and Silver. You can visit their website by going to dgscoins.com. That's dgscoins.com, or you can visit her right here, right now at 877-895-5410, and we will be right back. Abigail Adams said, "A patriot without religion, in my estimation, is as great a paradox as an honest man without the fear of God." CSE Talk Radio welcomes Melody Cederstrom with Discount Gold and Silver Trading, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty that provides a quality product, quality service with competitive pricing. Melody and I are working together to bring you the best and most honest products and prices in the gold and silver market. Let Melody's nearly 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide. She can assist you with your gold and silver purchases. Honesty, truth, and integrity are her way. Call Melody and tell her, "Welcome to CSC Talk Radio," and then let her be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgfcoins.com or call Melody Cederstrom at 1-800-375-4188. That's online at dgfcoins.com or 1-800-375-4188. BioAg, working with nature naturally. Murray Bast has been my guest several times here on CSE Talk Radio. You know now he's devoted to helping farmers and ranchers. Murray is my common sense voice for improved agriculture. Farmers and ranchers are vital to any nation. Our food and how it's grown is more than just planting a seed, slopping the hogs, or feeding the cows. There's a science to it, and it takes a special kind of people. Since 1982, their mission has been to produce and supply products and services that warrant and support true sustainable agriculture. BioAg is a major supplier of natural products and services for livestock and crop production. Become a BioAg distributor. BioAg consultants and distributors are devoted. BioAg.com has all the products you need to improve your bottom line as well as improve your products and health. Visit bio-ag.com or call them at 1-800-363-5278. That's 1-800-363-5278. C&J Dog Food is a family-owned business taking pride in caring for your pets. They raise pets. They own pets. They love and know dogs. C&J Dog Foods carries three special dog food formulas that are nutrient-packed and designed with your furry animal's health in mind. For your puppy, chicken and rice formula. For your adult pets, you can choose either a chicken and rice formula or beef and rice formula. C&J Dog Food is formulated to meet nutritional levels established by the AAFCO, meeting the nutrient profiles for all stages of your pet's life. Sold in 1-unit 50-pound bags, available for pickup and bulk orders, or they offer 20-pound boxes that are easy to handle and convenient to store, as well as home delivery. Call for pricing, 417-452-2781. CJ Dog Food, your pet deserves the best. As breeders themselves, they know dogs. Call today, 417-452-2781, or visit them online at cjdogfood.net. And we have returned. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm visiting today with our good friend Melody Cederstrom, who sponsors the show of Discount Gold and Silver Trading. You can visit their website by going to dgscoins.com. That's dgscoins.com. Or you can visit with her right now, right here at 877-895-5410. What Alfred wrote, and it's something that you just said, and that was kind of sparked my brain here just a little bit. He says, "A year ago, only a very few people even mentioned the word deflation. Almost no one predicted or even imagined that a period of deflation might be approaching. Today, the word deflation is much in the economic news. Evidence is mounting that the forces of deflation are real, significant, and growing. But in truth, although we haven't expressly talked about deflation for the past 6 years, deflation has been the principal focus of our government and the Federal Reserve since the onset of the Great Recession in AD 2008. Preventing deflation was the primary motivation for quantitative easing, printing $4 trillion in fiat currency, holding interest rates down near zero, and the Fed expanding its balance sheet to hold $4 trillion in assets of questionable or even toxic value." And I thought that those first paragraphs he had in that article, they just spoke volumes.
Yes, they do. Yes, absolutely do. And he does such a great, he does. Alfred Adest does a great job in educating folks, making things a little bit clearer. But certainly the Federal Reserve, by doing the quantitative easing and so forth, a lot of this, all the money was given to the banks, and the idea was that they would disperse these funds into the economy and more or less creating inflation and not deflation, but instead they've have a little bit more deflation than they really want. You certainly talk about them wanting to keep inflation at 2%, and we all know inflation is a lot higher than 2%, but that's their number, that's their made-up number and guidelines, as is the rest of the world's. And I mean, Europe is having a hard time with deflation, and they're putting in trillions of dollars into their economy, very much like the U.S. did. And in fact, their program, their quantitative easing, or their quantitative easing, is much patterned after what Ben Bernanke did from the Federal Reserve. We all know about Japan. They have placed also trillions of dollars into their economy to create inflation, to try and get the economies going, to get some stimulus going, to get people to spend money. And if you go back to the last big dip that we saw in gold prices, that was right along the same time Japan came out and announced their second bout of quantitative easing, and to the tune of trillions of dollars in yen. And you know, that's where we saw the big strength in our U.S. dollar. It's not that our dollar has any real strength behind it. It's just like it's the worst of all the evils. It's the better house in a bad neighborhood. So it's interesting because, I mean, when you look to deflation, I agree. It seems like all what's happening with these agreements with countries and the monetary stimulus that they're trying to get into to the economies, it's not working. I mean, you look at gasoline, oil was one of the indicators of a deflationary number. But what are the real reasons? Is the real reasons because of circumstance? Like so often, deflation is, or is it governments, you know, playing there? You know, you can't produce too much oil. We want to maintain market share coming from the Saudis. So, you know, all of a sudden now they're dropping the prices, which is creating a deflationary reaction here in the States when you view oil and gasoline. So it's a strange, strange world that we live. And, you know, you have all these various indicators and reactions. And when I say you have all these reactions, but there are never any reactions to anything. And I think that day of reckoning is that day when reactions happen to all these actions. You try to follow the dots, you try to make sense of what is happening, with just not our economy, because we're so globalized anymore, we're so entwined with other governments, with other monetary policy decisions, with the stock markets, all the trading, currency trading, you know, all these scandals that are going on, and it just doesn't seem to matter. The LIBOR rate scandal, to me, that is tremendous. I mean, people don't realize how that affects, you know, loans for cars and homes, and not just, you know, and that's around the world, and how it affected our state and our local governments. And I don't think people realize how huge that is. But what really happened? A few people got their hands slapped. Nobody went to jail. They found maybe a scapegoat, and banks and, you know, a couple people got fined, you know, a couple $1 billion or a couple $1 million. So it's really insanity out there. And I get so tired of saying this. It just can't go on forever.
No, there has to be, as you say, that day of reckoning. And also, you know, another one of my points were something that you had mentioned before we went into the break. You know, we're not being educated. We're not being told the truth in the media. And what Alfred was saying, you didn't hear the word. They didn't even use the word. You know, they don't want to talk about it because they don't want you to know what they're doing. And they are manipulating. They're manipulating everything. And so it doesn't take a genius when you go to the grocery store to see how much more it costs now for any item, whether it's a loaf of bread, a gallon of milk, or a can of beans. It doesn't matter. I mean, you used to be able to go in there and pile up, but you can't anymore. You just can't. Remember the days when they would have a big sale on canned goods and you could get a whole case for next to nothing? But you can't do that anymore. They don't even offer it. Well, they might at some of these big warehouse places, but they don't offer it in the regular grocery stores like they used to.
No, not at all. And it's one of the reasons our standard of living is declining. So, you know, I think, you know, we have a combination of both inflation on our needs and, you know, certainly we can see various spots of deflation. But my point is we can talk deflation and inflation, and these are two areas where governments control. They try to control economies to keep it from, you know, the raging booms and the busts. They think they can, you know, prevent recessions and depressions, but it all goes back to our beginning of taking us off the gold standard. It takes us back to the very beginning of a fiat currency, and without having a currency stabilized by gold and silver, you have all of this, the growth in government, you have all these social programs, and it isn't going to stop, and you end up with a bankrupt country that one day we will no longer be able to pay even the interest on our debt. So it's a debt that's too big to be paid, and this is just going to, you know, rattle along, and they will adjust to however is necessary to keep it going for as long as possible. In the meantime, you have these people that are becoming wealthier and wealthier, more powerful, and it's like, where is it going to end?
And they don't want us to know. They manipulate it. It's you know, I'm going back to that. They don't want us to know, and that's why you don't hear it. But now all of a sudden they're talking about it a little bit, as Alfred pointed out there. But and we've talked about it some on here. You and I have talked about it, and I've talked about it with other guests in the past, that we have to be ready and be prepared. I had a guest on yesterday, Melody, and he's with an organization called One Shepherd. And what they do is they take men and women, or young boys and girls, and I'm not too young. I think they have to be 14 or older, and they do like a boot camp. Like, it's military style, and they play war games. But in this, they put these people in charge, and they make leaders out of them by apprenticeship, so to speak. And I think that's what we're lacking in this nation, is leadership. But we got on to, I don't know, where's she going with this? We got into that being prepared motive. And, you know, from a child on up, I was taught you need to be prepared for the unthinkable that might happen. And America has got so comfortable that they don't even think about that anymore. And they laugh at people and call them preppers nowadays that are trying to do what comes with common sense, just to be prepared. If you're going to have a winter storm, if you're going to have some other kind of catastrophe, maybe you lose your job for a few months, you got to be ready. And that's what you're about in a different frame of mind. And we're going into a break. Your calls are welcome right here, right now at 877-895-5410. I'm visiting today with Melody Cedarstrom. You can visit her website by going to dgscoins.com. That's dgscoins.com. And we will be right back. CSE Talk Radio continues our goal to bring America home. I've made it my mission to help small businesses who are ready to serve America on a national level. CSE Talk Radio can help your business, too. I'm proud to bring to you TM Firearms Training, Tim Milligan. Sometimes an instructor, always a student. Tim Milligan is TM Firearms Training. He offers training in defensive shooting and tactics to defend yourself, your family, and the innocent. Tim has been teaching defensive shooting professionally for over 4 years and in private sessions for over 15 years. NRA certified basic pistol instructor, range safety officer, Tim is a distinguished expert marksman in pistol and revolver. Tim Milligan, sometimes an instructor, always a student. Visit tmfirearmstraining.wordpress.com. That's tmfirearmstraining.wordpress.com or call 319-371-6698. Let CSE Talk Radio help your business go national.
It was once said, the pen is mightier than the sword. We're living in a time now that is demanding the Republic to speak up. Grievances need to be put before our elected officials. They need to hear from you. Mainstream media isn't telling the constitutional truth about issues in this nation. There's an agenda afoot that's being used against we the people. Commit now to send at least one of your representatives the pen. There will be no excuse for their lack of knowledge. Pick your state or national representatives and senators, or even your governor. It's time to bring common sense back into our governing. Let the Republic be heard. The Pen is a bi-monthly publication for only $24.95. Order yours and order theirs. $24.95 per subscription. CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Order four and get the fifth one free. For credit card, visit csctalkradio.com. CSC Talk Radio listeners are reaching out to bring America home.
Are you an inventor? Or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? InventHelp, America's leading invention company, has inventors' information you can have free. InventHelp has been helping inventors since 1984, with sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. Get free information of interest to new inventors from the company whose patent referrals have helped secure more than 7,000 patents. Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-577-2657. That's 1-800-577-2657. Get your free inventor's information by dialing 1-800-577-2657. That's 1-800-577-2657.
Is the right to keep and bear arms a divine right? Should Christians surrender their firearms if the law requires? Does the New Testament require Christians to always be nonviolent, to keep or not to keep? Why Christians should not give up their guns? Timothy Baldwin, along with his dad, Pastor Chuck Baldwin, have authored this book to help you understand or simply secure what you already know about Christians and our Second Amendment. This book is available for you now. $17 includes shipping and handling. On the heels of each national tragedy, schools and other places have become gun-free zones. Many in government are attempting to disarm Americans. To keep or not to keep will equip you with the scriptural knowledge needed to make a wise decision about the defense of your family, community, and country. Order today. Send $17 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Or order online, csctalkradio.com.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, and I'm visiting today with Melody Cedarstrom. The lines are open at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. And as we were going into that break, I kind of went on a little rant about being prepared. And you know, when talking with Chris yesterday, and he was he served in the military. He served in the Army Infantry, and now he's doing this to help help young people, help Americans become leaders. We talked about, Melody, how Americans seem to be willing to let somebody else do for them. They seem to be afraid to step up, and they're okay with hiding in a closet. And And that's not the America I remember when I was younger. It was all that. There's always been people that do that. But as a rule, we were taught to be bold, to be brave, and to stand up for what is right. And nowadays, it seems like we do the opposite. We hide from our faith. We hide from, we don't want other people to see. We don't want to offend other people. And we don't take a leadership role. And that bothers me a little bit. And nowadays you hear them making fun of people that are preppers. And I remember, gee whiz, people were canning their food or stocking up on the canned goods when they went on sale in the store so they would have plenty for the winter or plenty if something happened and they were stuck in the house for a while, you know, whether it was bad weather or some other kind of a catastrophe that happens in a community from time to time. And now those people are kind of laughed at, and it kind of bothers me a little bit. And I think the same thing with our finances. We tend to take everything for granted, and we need to do more at being prepared and taking an initiative to do things on our own and to make sure to be responsible for our own household, our own community, and so forth. And, you know, with the finances, with the gold and the silver and the precious metals, that's where you come in, is to help us with that. And while you're not a financial advisor, you can certainly help people with their portfolios. And I appreciate all that you do, Melody.
Well, thank you. And you're right. It seems like anything of good, it's made fun of. We can look at, like you said, preparing, which is a good thing. Gold, which is a good thing. Look what mainstream media has done to gold. It's just a barbaric relic. Doesn't do anything. It just sits there. You know, what good is it? So it seems like anything good and what people should be doing, they certainly, they don't want them to, because it's all about control. And, certainly they want to control, the masses. And they don't want people to be independent. Because once you're independent, they can't control you. Mm. And it's just like when it comes to gold, it's like, why does anybody want to be in their system to begin with? It's an evil system. One day you're going to have to make a decision whether you want to be in that system or not. And what are you going to do if you don't want to be in that system? What do you have as backup? And so I believe if you want to be truly independent, gold is a way to be at least part of now independently financially free. And there's various ways you can look at gold, and certainly gold has always been the insurance policy. It is protected through difficult times. It's a hedge against inflation, a geopolitical strife, all sorts of things. You can make the list long. It's protected your purchasing power for since day one. You can buy the same thing today with an ounce of gold as you did 100 years ago, and we certainly know what prices have done in 100 years. So you're right. Planning is very important, whether it be your food, your water, to have backups. I know with my food, it gives me a sense of, I don't even worry about it. I mean, I don't worry about it. Look at these people in Ferguson. If they have the riots that everyone is talking about, how are they going to get to the grocery stores? I mean, how are they going to, feed themselves for a few days? Because we all know there's not enough food on the grocery shelves to last for more than 3 days. So, and look at the winter we had last year. So absolutely being prepared for your food and water is your number one priority. And then you look at gold as your financial, as you prepare for that. And it depends on what plan you're on, what level of investor you are. Some people just purchase in order to have bartering material. Other people purchase gold and silver to protect if they have larger savings that they need to protect, from the paper. So we try to help folks determine what best suits their needs. And I don't think I don't believe anyone else truly does that. They just want to sell you this, sell you that. and get the most they can, or process as many as they can, as quickly as they can, and we just do things a little bit differently. I mean, we care what people buy. We care that they buy what suits them. Yes. And that's one of the very first things folks should do when they're looking to buy gold and silver, is to decide and ask questions about what they're doing with their gold, what their objectives are.
And that's something that you've done the last couple of times, and I think you do it all the time. It's just that we get to talking, and we don't always give what you've got going for that day or that week. And but the last couple of times you've been on, you've had some really good opportunities for people to invest and buy. And what do you have going today?
Well, there's been quite a shortage. It just happened all of a sudden, the shortage of the one-ounce silver Eagles, the 2014s, the mint. For the past month, we're making the 2015 one-ounce silver Eagles, and the demand was so strong with silver with the lower prices that they ran out of the 2014s, and they cannot release the 2015s until 2015. So now they're in a rush to supply and to remake and to fill inventories for the 2014. So it's taken a lot of the silver product off the shelves. We still do have a few silver Eagles, but the premiums have jumped quite a bit on them, and silver rounds are still available. But we have a little package with Morgan silver dollars. These are the pre-1921 Morgan silver dollars. They're circulated, but they're very beautiful. The design is it's not smoothed out. It's a very nice, lightly circulated coin. And we're also including a 1/10 ounce gold Eagle. And the total package, which includes shipping, is $699.
Wow.
So it really is a nice little package. Yes, it is. These Morgan silver dollars, they're beautiful. They're very desirable. They're very recognizable. And, of course, the 1/10 ounce American Gold Eagle, it does have a $5 face value on that. I believe is far better than a lot of these small grams I don't think very many people are purchasing them, but they talk about them. And so you get a lot more gold by purchasing an American Gold Eagle coin than you do some of the small pieces or the small gram gold. And I'm not a fan of the gram gold, not at all.
Let's give that package again. I was trying to write it down. Let's give that package again. What was the amount for it again?
You get 20 Morgan silver dollars, 1/10 ounce gold Eagle. It includes shipping for
$699. $699. That is an awesome deal. That's great. All right, we're going into another break. Your calls are welcome right here, right now. You can visit with Melody at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. You can visit her website by going to dgscoins.com. You don't have this special listed there, do you, Melody? So they need to be giving you a call at 877-895-5410. Or you can call them in their offices at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. And Melody and Beth Ann will be right back. Talk Radio has a goal to bring America home. I've made it my mission to help small businesses who are ready to serve America on a national level. At WillieSmoothRevolvers.com, Bill Walters is your personal gunsmith, specializing in action work and repairs on most makes and models of double-action revolvers. Repair and enhance the actions of many semi-automatic pistols. Visit WillieSmoothRevolvers.com. Whether hunting, competition, or tactical work, WillieSmoothRevolvers.com is the gunsmith shop for you.
CZ Engineering cares about safety. Protect your horses from life-threatening injury by using safety post caps. Find safety post caps at your local farm supply or request a sample package by emailing them at sample@cze.com. Safety post caps for the safety of your horses and livestock. Visit cze.com because safety comes first. Support the businesses who support Common Sense and CSE Talk Radio. You won't want to miss an evening with Dr. Ben Carson when he speaks for Vitae Foundation's annual pro-life event at the Holiday Inn Executive Center in Columbia, Missouri on Sunday, November 16th. Like millions of you, Dr. Carson is passionate about the value of life, and so is Vitae. Vitae reaches out to women through compassion and love. Join them on November 16th and personally witness a great American with great ideas and a great foundation doing great work. Go to adsforlife.org to reserve your seat today. That's adsforlife.org.
Hi, this is Dr. Ben Carson. Please join me for a special evening in Columbia on Sunday, November 16th. Like millions of you, I'm passionate about the value of life, and so is the Vitae Foundation. Working tirelessly, they use media to reach women facing difficult choices during unplanned pregnancies. I've saved many lives, and you can save even more by joining us on November 16th. Go to adsforlife.org.
Hemby Dairy Supply has gone above and beyond the call of duty for all their dairy customers. Many of you men call Hemby Dairy Supply to inquire about certain products. When all is explained, you men make the wisest of all statements. I need to ask my wife. Well, Hemby Dairy Supply female employees are wise and can help you make those decisions that just might keep you out of trouble and perhaps even make you the hero of the day. Let Hemby Dairy Supply ladies assist you in making those hard-to-decide dairy supply decisions. And women, Hemby Dairy Supply can help you too. If you need male second opinion, let the Hemby Dairy Supply men assist you. Call them now at 1-800-306-8937 or shop online at HambyDairySupply.com and let the Hemby Dairy Supply staff of wives and husbands help meet all your dairy supply needs. That's 1-800-306-8937. Hemby Dairy Supply for all your dairy supply needs.
Affinity 4 is making it easy for you to stay connected with friends and family with their new senior-friendly wireless phone. This Affinity 4 phone features large buttons with an easy-to-use keypad, dedicated speed dial buttons, nationwide coverage on one of America's largest networks, and more. With its dedicated emergency call SOS feature, not only can you stay connected, but you also have the peace of mind knowing that in an emergency situation, you're protected. Plus, it's the only senior-friendly phone that allows you to give back to this radio station. That's right. Through Affinity 4's Give Back program, the proceeds will be donated to this radio station each month. This offer is available while supplies last, so don't wait.
Call 1-800-311-2648. 1-800-311-2648. That's 1-800-311-2648.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, and I'm visiting today with our good friend Melody Cederstrom of Discount Gold and Silver Trading. You can visit her website by going to dgscoins.com. That's dgscoins.com. You can give them a call in the office at 1-800-375-4188, or you can call right here, right now at 877-895-5410, which Laura from Missouri has done. Laura, how are you today?
Really good. Just enjoying the weather outside.
Oh, it's cold out there, girlfriend.
Oh, it's great to be out working. Anyway, you were all talking about the preparedness and everything, and our motto, especially my husband's motto, has always been better to have and not need than need and not have.
That's true.
And that's the way everybody should be thinking. I mean, for years back, you know, I mean, as far back as my mom and dad, you know, they always kept things stock, and my grandmother's always did that. And it's just a good rule of thumb because, like you said, the weather's getting bad. They said this year we're supposed to have a colder winter, not necessarily more snow, but definitely a colder winter, which is going to make things really rough on everybody, you know, agriculture as well as individuals. So we all have to button down the hatches and make sure we've got plenty of stuff for animals as well as people.
Absolutely, all the way around. And, you know, I've always heard, too, Laura and Melody, that it's our duty, especially as Christians, to be prepared not only for ourselves, but so that we can help others.
Exactly, exactly.
And so it's not really something that's considered an out-there Tea Party preppers thing, you know, crazy people with the foil hats on. It's just common sense, and I don't know where we've gotten... how we've gotten off the track of using common sense and preparedness, because, you know, that was the Girl Scout and the Boy Scout mottos, you know, always be prepared, and that meant for whatever would happen.
Well, I think a lot of it has to do, too, with the economy and the media, mass media now. They're conditioning everybody to get into a throwaway, economy where you don't save anything. You don't darn socks. You don't mend your clothes. You just go out and buy another pair. Well, I've been mending and darning and, repurposing clothes and everything else for, years and years. It's just the smarter thing to do. Why waste your money on these, supplies that are just astronomical, like you mentioned before? It's just, it makes... common sense than...
I have to say something. I've never been very good at darning socks. I have done it, but I've never been very good at it.
I do it with my sewing machine.
Oh, really? I did it by hand. And, they used to have those... Melody, are you listening? We're really off the topic here now. they used to have this little wooden thing that you put up through the sock that you went around. I used a light bulb. That's what I used.
My grandma used a light bulb, or she used the wooden... I forget what she called it. But that's how I learned to do it initially, but since then I use a sewing machine to do it on the little arm part.
Oh, well, I don't have that good a sewing. In fact, I don't have a good working sewing machine, so I'm out. I'm out of luck. Thank you, Laura. I appreciate your call. You know, Melody, being prepared seems to be something strange to people anymore. But also, you mentioned something early in the show about our debt. And, the government or our leaders encourage us to live the same way that they're pushing this nation, in debt. They encourage us to do that.
Well, absolutely. That's what keeps the wheels turning. And I think what Laura had mentioned, our parents and more so our grandparents, that was a lifestyle. It wasn't that they were actually preparing. That was just their lifestyle. They can. And I think that to some degree is a skill that has been lost, I can sew on a button, but my sewing skills, I'd have to say I'm very limited on what I can make, what I can sew. I could certainly do the buttons and probably darn a sock, but, to make clothes, and that was something that, my grandparents, my grandmother and my mother did. They made a lot of their own clothes, and that's lost. And I think you see skills not just in that type of lifestyle, but, around the world. We see the younger generation not wanting to get their hands dirty. And, everything is going to be technology. And, certainly you're going to have, jobs being replaced by technology. And it kind of makes you wonder where we really will be in 2030, which is not that far away.
And those skills are kind of lost. I don't know if they do that much anymore. I had boys, they didn't take too much in the way of home economics and sewing. Well, I did have one that took a little short class on that.
The
woodworking skills and all those things, kids learn to change the oil in the car and to check the air in the tires and those kind of things, and the
now
girls
they get new cars when the warranty expires.
When the girls learn to cook. I had to get kind of ingenious with my five on leftovers on what to do with them and 1,001 things you can do with hamburger. but it seems like some of those skills, sewing, knitting, crocheting, and some of that is gone.
It is gone. And so that was a lifestyle. So today we have to get prepared because we don't live that same lifestyle where, we have the, you know, food stored, and certainly the money, you know, our grandparents, it wasn't backed by gold, but it did have a little bit more value than what it does today. But as long as we're on that fiat currency that's not backed by anything, these are all symptoms. What we see today, all the problems that we have with the oil, with our, you know, just everything we have is based and is a symptom of a fiat currency.
It is indeed.
And, you know, get prepared, not scared.
I like the way you say that. You haven't said that for the last couple of shows. Be prepared, not scared. And you need to give Melody and her crew a call at 1-800-375-4188. We're just about out of time. That's 1-800-375-4188. The special today is 20 Morgan silver dollars, 1/110th of a gold eagle, for $699. That's the package today. Melody, it's a pleasure to always have you with me.
Same here, Beth. Thank you very much.
I appreciate it so much. You have 20 seconds. You got anything you want to leave with?
Well, folks, you know, sometimes it seems like things are just, you know, moving along, but, you know, don't get caught up that there isn't anything going to happen. The day of reckoning is coming, and we'd be more than happy to help folks prepare financially for it.
And I'm going to give the number one more time as we work together to bring America home, 1-800-375-4188. And we'll see you tomorrow.
Bye-bye.
Complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-959-MY-TV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-959-MY-TV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-959-MY-TV. That's 877-959-MY-TV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call 877-959-MY-TV. That's 877-959-MY-TV.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information.
They had obviously researched every place, not just given me names.
Really? Yeah.
They found me a place for what she could afford, and it was magnificent.
We're now very confident that she's safe, and they just helped every step of the way, and I can't thank them enough.
So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, call A Place for Mom. This is a free service, and you can trust them to help you.
If you're struggling to find reliable senior living information for your mom or dad, then call to get the free help you need during this turbulent time. Call now, 800-473-7921, 800-473-7921.
Dr. Michael Kaufman isn't holding back, but speaking the truth. Truth is tough, and we have a lot to learn here. Radical Islam is not knocking on our door, but it's in our house, and a very real threat to America. What is Islam, and what is the true belief of those? Are they all radicals? Is there a soft side to Islam? Dr. Kaufman's book is a quick study and will reveal much to you, helping all of us understand the threat of Islam to our United States of America and our American way of life. We are and were a Christian nation. Why are our leaders denying this? Is there a plan to take America for the global Islamic state? Yes. Order now. $16.99 includes shipping and handling. P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Or order online at csctalkradio.com. Oh, and one more thing. This book is made in the USA. Order your copy of Radical Islam in the House. Only $16.99.